10 countries, 20 airplanes, and more than 40 ships, including two U.S. destroyers, are combing the South China Sea. Still, no clues as to how a state-of-the-art airplane could just disappear.
At the moment, we don't have answers, but it's important that we are out there looking.
The flight took off in good weather from Kuala Lumpur en route to Beijing. Now the Malaysian government is expanding the search beyond the 92-kilometer radius from where the last contact was made.
We are looking at every angle.
Investigators are searching for two key pieces of evidence. First, the black box, which is actually bright orange to be visible in crash debris. Its two parts, the flight data recorder and the cockpit recorder, provide investigators with a record of electronic instructions and any cockpit discussions prior to impact. But the black box only emits a signal for 30 days. Aviation consultant Stephen Ganyard.
It's a little audio pinger that's in that black box that's sending out a signal that says, I'm here, come find me. And the clock is ticking 30 days to go or we lose that pinger.
The box has an underwater beacon that can transmit at a depth of 4,000 meters. The second key to the investigation is any debris that could have a signature to what happened. Many point to the lesson learned after TWA Flight 800 crashed into the Atlantic Ocean in 1996. Aviation expert Vahid Motivalli spoke via Skype.
The debris from TWA 800, which was originally thought to have been potentially a bomb on board, turned out to provide enough information to point to a different type of explosion.
4 years after the crash, U.S. investigators ruled the cause was aircraft malfunction. No one knows what really happened to Malaysian Flight 370. Experts say until authorities find either the black box or the crash debris, it's all speculation. Carolyn Prasuti, VOA News, Washington.